It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESP Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we're pleased to be joined on this Wednesday morning by Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer, ESP Financial. Good morning, Candace. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing very well.
Always good to talk to you. Hope you're trying to stay warm out there.
Yes, I am. I'm trying.
Well, we're going to get into construction today as far as building something, and that would be a budget, Candace.
Yes. So if you tuned in last week, I talked about setting financial goals for the new year. And so today I wanted to talk about two of those steps that I talked about, building a budget and creating a savings plan. So these are the foundations of financial stability, and they can prepare you for both the expected and unexpected expenses.
Okay. Well, lead us into those steps that we need to really take to build a budget, Candace.
Yeah, so the first is obviously creating a realistic budget, and how to get started with that is track your income and expenses. So record every dollar coming in and going out for a month using either an app or a spreadsheet, or even you can just do pen and paper. That's fine too. Then you want to categorize your spending by grouping expenses like housing, groceries, and entertainment. Then you're going to set spending limits for those specific categories, and you want to allocate your income carefully, prioritizing essentials and savings next. And then lastly, when it comes to budgeting, is automating your finances. And so I mentioned this last week, using automatic bill pay payment systems and then saving transfers. So that way it's just effortless and it just streamlines itself and goes automatically to that account.
All right. What about a savings plan and emergency fund?
Yeah. So once you set your budget, focus on building savings. So an emergency fund acts as your financial safety net. So you can start small with this goal, though. So start at like $1,000, then work towards that 3 to 6 months of living expenses. Treat savings like it's a fixed expense in your budget, so it's non-negotiable. Savings, you're always doing it. And then try to keep your emergency fund in a separate account to avoid any temptation of taking money out of that. You know, lastly, just remember that no one is perfect. When they start doing a budget, you want to review it, you want to adjust it, and making sure you're doing this regularly to adapt to any changes of your income or expenses. You start small and stay consistent. That will be big in the long run. And remember, every dollar saved does add up.
Candace Wakeman, good tips on building a budget. Candace, do you have a money message for us?
Well, if you need any help setting up a budget or opening a savings account, ESP is here for you to stop in. You can stop at any of our locations. We'll sit down with you, or you can visit ESPfinancial.com for any tools, tips, or guidance. Additionally, we are happy to bring these services to you. Over the past couple months, we've been partnering with local businesses in the areas to host financial seminars for their employees. So if you're interested in scheduling a seminar or learning more about this opportunity, please don't hesitate to reach out to myself or any of Team ESP, and we'd love to support you and your team in any achieving all your financial goals this year.
Great information as always. Thank you, Candace.
Thank you, Ron. Have a great day.
Always good to talk to you. Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer, ESP Financial, managing your money, brought to you by ESP Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.